Today's daf is daf yud. We got to the bottom of Tesem and Beis. We did not finish the daf. How far down did we get? I think we got to Vayihi ki hetzika lo bedvarah.
Yes.
Okay, fine. So the Gemara is quoting a psukim now with regards to Shimshon. It says Vayihi ki hetzika lo bedvarah kol hayamim v'atalitzeu. So the one wants to know. So how do you teach this pasuk? And it was when she was speaking to her words all the days. And Vitaliteo. So what does Vitaliteo mean? My Vitaliteo, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Bei Rabbi Yami, Bishas, Gemar Bia, Nishmita, Mitachtav. So when they finished with Tashmish, so she had, it slipped out from underneath him, and that caused him a lot of pain. And since he was so uncomfortable, I guess he was willing to reveal his secret of where his koach comes from. So then, Vata Hishamri Na Valtishti Yai Meshecha Valtochli Koltame. And it says now that Hishamri, now be careful not to drink any wine or beer and don't eat anything that's Tame. So my Koltame, what does it mean Koltame? Just for Darshan Sukkah now regarding Shimshon. Vesu, moreover, Ad Hasha Dvarm Tameim Kachla. And up until this point, he was eating Dvarm Tameim. How could that be? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Debei Rabbi Yami, Dvarm Hasurim Benazir. No, referring to things that are usur for a nazir tea. Not only drinking wine, but even eating grapes would be subject to the usurim. That's what it means, don't eat anything tame. So further, Gemara says, Vayivka Elokim Esha Machtesh, Asher Balechi. And Akash Baruch, what hit the hole that was the place of the tooth that was below the gum of some sort?
Jawbone.
The jawbone, okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Debei Rabbi Yami, who, maybe that word, one second, yeah, who Eva Ledavar Tameh, Lefikach Nisal Chaya Bedavar Tameh. So since he violated Davar Tameh, in other words, he married a guy, so therefore he was hanged with Davar Tameh, with the jawbone of a chamor. That's how he was hanged. That was his punishment. Then the pasuk says, Atachal Ruach Hashem V'gomer. The pasuk says, and the Muslim v'tachal Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina Chalsa Nivuasa Shayakov Avinu.
Does that mean he was hanged, or that his life was dependent on him?
Right, he was using that. Right, he was using it to drink from. The jawbone was his like cup of some sort.
Some kind of mace, right?
Was that what it was? It was Rashi. Right, exactly. We had where he was drinking water from it. I don't know, was it from a nace or? So then he was hanged from it, like I said incorrectly, but more so his life depended on this jawbone. And then it says again, Vatacha Ruach Hashem, and then he had the Ruach Hashem aschal on him. So Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Chalsa Nevuasa Sheyakov Avinu. The Nevu of Yaakov Avinu was fulfilled. Dichsiv Yehi Dan Nachash Ale Derech, referring to this psukim of Dan, and Shimshon came from Dan, referring to how he was the. The continuation of the pasuk is Vahanoshech Ikve Sus Vayipo Ruch Va'achar. The strength of Dan was going to come true, and this was with the Shimon. Then the pasuk says Ulfamo B'machane Dan. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Debei Rabbi Yami Melamed Chayis Hashchina Mikashkeshes Lefano of Kizug, to tell us that like a pamon, I guess like a bell, that the Shechina was ringing in front of him. Ksiv Hachal Lefamo B'machane Dan. Ksiv Hasam Pamon Rimon. It says with regards to the bells of the Kohen Gadol. So through that, Gzeir Shavah tells us that there are bells ringing in front of him, like Hashem. Says Rashi, the last Rashi in the page, Mekashkesh is Lefano L'lav So Basher Holech. The Shechina was escorting him in front of him wherever he went. Then the Gemara says, Bein Sira Ubein Eshtael. What does that mean? So Amr Biyasi Tzira Veshtel Shnei Harim Gdolim. These are names of two large mountains. V'alkun Shimshon V'tachnon Zebedah. He uprooted these two mountains and ground them together, rubbed them against each other. Hu Yachal Hoshia Es Yisrael. And began to save Hashem. Amr Rabbi, rather Yisrael. Amr Rabbi Chamer, Rabbi Chanina, going on to Yudah now. Hu Chal Shvasa Shel Avimelech. The Shvu of Avimelech was Nischalal, very appropriate for these parshios now. Dichsiv im tishaker im tishkarliv linini lenechti. So what's this referring to? So the Shvu of Avram Avinu to Avimelech, that there won't be any fighting with the children and the grandchildren, that already that ended by time Avimelech, rather by the time Shimshon came around, and he was able to fight against the generations, the children of Avimelech. So Rashi is differently. Hu chal shuvasa shal avimelech batla lashon lo yachal dvaro. The shuvah was canceled out. The fishahim avru al hashuvah techila, because they, the chosen avimelech, were first violated their side of the shuvah. Therefore, Shimshon did not have to keep his side coming from Avram and was able to attack them. Then the Gemara says vayigdal hanav vayivarcheu Hashem, and the Nar Shimshon grew up, and Hashem blessed him. Bame Baruchu, in what way did he bless him? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shebaruchu Bamito. So he blessed him with the ability of Bamaso B'Kniyadam, Vizaro Kinachal Shotef. It's referring to the Tashmish, his ability to strengthen Tashmish and ability to have children. So then the Gemara says, Vayikra, right, Rashi just says here, if you see Rashi, Shibarchu Bamasa Leo Zaro Kinachal Shotef Lamasha Shinisava Nisbarch. Whatever he is desired in terms of Tashmish is going to be fulfilled and full of bracha. So then the Gemara says, Vayika Shimshon El Hashem, Shimshon called out to Hashem, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Zachreni Na Vechazkeni Na, remember me, strengthen me please, Achapama, is that just this last time? In order for Vinkama, Vinakma, Nikam Achas, Mishte, Ene, Miplishim, for them poking out my eyes, let me have one last strength, one last push to destroy the Plishim. So Amar Shimshon Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimshon says to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Zachar Li Esrim, Ushtai, Megirsa there, remember for the 20 years, Shana Sheshathathri, as you saw that I judged Klai Yisrael, Velo Amarti Lechem Hem, Ha'ever Li Mekel, Mimachum Makum, never did I ask him to do something for me. I was never choshed for any shochad, there's no bribery going on, I did everything on my own, and I judged him for 20 years. For that, please save me this one last time. Mimachum Lamachum, I went from place to place all on my own, no one ever helped me. So Vayelch Shimshon Vayelchu Shlosh Meil Shualim, and Shimshon went and he caught 300 foxes. Umayshna Shualim, why dafka did he take fox? So the Gemara says Amar Rabbi Aivo Bar Negdi Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Shimshon Yavo Mishe Chozel Achorav Vifra Miplishim Shechazu B'Shuasan. So apparently the way the fox attacks, it doesn't run far away, rather it goes behind its enemies, I guess, quietly.
Actually, it says when it retreats, it doesn't turn around and run away. It backs away.
Facing the enemy.
So the plishim backed away from the shvua with Avram, so he chose the fox.
Okay, they both back away facing the enemy. So then the Gemara says, Tani Amir Rishimon, HaChosid, being safe of Shal Shimshon Shishim Amahaya, the distance between the shoulders of Shimshon was huge. 60 Amas, which could be 60 feet or 120 feet. Quite a distance. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayishkav Shimshon Ad Chatzi Alayla, Vyakam Chatzi Alayla. And he slept until midnight, and he got up at midnight, Vayechot Badalasa Shah Ha'ir, and he held on to the doorposts of the city, and he had lifted them up and pressed against them, placing on his shoulders, and there was apparently a vimasara that the doors of Aza were no less than 60 amas. So therefore, if he was able to hold both sides of the doorpost, tells us that he was
his wingspan,
right, was at least 60 amas. So vahi tochen bebeis hasur, and he was grinding in the jail. So Amar B'Yochanan ain't tchina lashon avera. Tchina is a lashon of sinning. V'chein hu omer, like the pasuk says, tidchan la'achar ishti, melamed shekol echar v'echar hevi lo ishti leveis asurim, k'dei shetisaber himanu. They all brought their wife to Shimshon while he was jailed up to become pregnant. So Amar Papa hainu damar inchi, that's what people would say, kame deshasi chamra, kame rifka grida duvla. Okay, I'm going to need a lot of help for that one. Let's see, Rashi says a little bit. Rashi might help us here. Rashi says the first narrow line, Chamra Chamra Lefnei Kolada Mevin Mashu Ragiba. You bring in front of a person whatever he's used to, the type of drink that he likes to drink. Lefnei Shosa Yain, Mevin Yain. He likes this type of schnapps and this type of alcohol. You bring whatever he likes. Kami Rufuka Greda Duvla. Lefnei Oved Adama, those who work the land. Afachofer Beginos, who work the fields. Shiragil Echel Yerek Mevin Salmala Yerek. They're used to eating vegetables from the field, so you give them vegetables. Dovle Min Yereku. So that's what he's saying. You bring in front of the person what he wants. So since Shimshon was used to that type of having tashmish with so many women, so that's what they brought in front of him. So this shows that he was osek and aver. It wasn't like onus. This is what he was used to. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan called mizana ishto mizanenes alav. Anybody who's mizana his wife, she's going to be mizanenes on him. We're referring to him being mizana with somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Shinemar, as the pasuk says, Im Nifta, im nifta libi alisha va pesach rei arvasi uksiv va titchan acher ishi va le yichorn acheran. So if imtifta libi alisha, if my heart will coerce my wife, and the pesach rei arvasi, which means that he is mizana with his wife. And then it's written further, titchan la'achar ishti, if there's nus after my wife, alea yichrun achim, other men will be mizana with her. So again, some type of znus he's having with his own wife, I'm not quite sure what it's referring to there, but that's going to lead her to have more znus.
Isn't he having znus with other women?
That's what I thought, but then he's referring to his own wife, I thought.
Because then his own wife will do the same.
But what is it, nifta libi alisha, when he's saying that the first pasuk sounds like it's referring to someone?
If my heart was ever seduced over a woman.
His wife.
Not Ishur.
And then my wife, it says, will be Mizan as well. V'hainu dam inshi, that's what it says, that ihi bi kari v'isse bi botini. Literally what it means is when a baal's osik in dulim gdolim, when he's involved in literally large gourds, then the woman's going to be osik with small dulim. So if he's osik b'znus, she'll be osik b'znus. Maybe not the same level, but they'll be both mizana. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimshon danis yisrael kavim shebashamayim, Shimshon would judge Klai Yisrael as HaKadosh Baruch himself would judge, as it says, Don yadin nimo ke'achad. That the pasuk says that he's going to judge with like me. He's going to judge like I do, Hashem says. This is a pasuk in Parshas Vayechi, the brachas of Yaakov. He was called, the Shimshon was based on the name of Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, Ki Shema Shemagin Hashem Elokim. Shema Elokim. The Shemesh is the protector of Hashem. He's a Magin of Hashem. So you see that Hashem himself is called the Shemesh, he's called a Magin, and Shimshon consists of these two words, Shimshon, Shemesh, and Magin. Ela me'at, if that's the case, lo imache. So you shouldn't be able to erase the name Shimshon if it's really a Shem Hashem. So Ela me'ain Shmosha Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's a product of names of Hashem, but it's not actual Shem Hashem. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Magin HaKol HaOlam Kulo, just like Hashem guards and protects the entire world off, Shimshon Magin B'dor Sha'al Yisrael, so too Shimshon had protected and defended the entire Klal Yisrael during his generation. Bilam was he had a limp in one of his legs. Shenemar vayelch shefi Shimshon chiger b'shtei raglav haya. Vayelch shefi. He walked with a little bit of a limp. Shimshon, however, chiger b'shtei raglav haya. He was limping in both. He had an injury in both legs. Shenemar, it says shvifon alei oreach. That shvifon, double lashon of the plural shvifon, that both legs were injured. Tanu Rabbanan, Chamisha Nivru Main Dugma Shel Mala. There are five things that were created as a model, as a microcosm of the world above. The Chulon Laku Behem, and all of them were punished. Shimshon Bekochu. Shimshon was created at the Koach as an image of the Koach of Hashem. Shal B'Tzavaru with Shal's neck. Avshalom B'Saro with Avshalom's hair. Tidkiyo Beinav with his eyes. And Asbaraglav with his legs. How do we know? Shimshon Bekochu. How do we know Shimshon's Koach was so great like Hashem's? At least a Me'ain as Dugma of the Shimshon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koach. The pasuk says, "Vayasar kocha me'alav." They removed his koach from on him. So it sounds like he took the koach away from him. So Rashi says we're referring to not how do we know they had such strengths? How do we know that they were punished with their strengths? So vayasar kocha me'alav. They removed his koach. Shal b'tzavar. How do we know that Shal lost his neck strength of neck, whatever that means? Dichsev vayikach Shal es hacher vayipol alav. He took his sword and he fell upon it, so he lost the koach of his neck, whatever that means exactly. Avshalom b'saro b'kitabayinon lememar. Come on, we're going to see later on. Discuss the hair of the Avshalom. Tidkiyah b'einav with his eyes. Dichsiv v'es einei Tidkiyahu iver. And the eyes of Tidkiyahu were made him blind. Asa baraglov and asa with his legs. Dichsiv rak leizik naso chala es raglov. When he got older, his legs became sick and weak. So we see those five examples were people who got all, even though they had great kochos, you end up losing those kochos by the end of their life. Vamar Yehuda Merav Shachzaso Padgara, that he was overtaken by some disease, I guess that affected his legs.
So it's gout.
Gout, okay, that's certainly going to affect the feet. So Amar Le Mar Zutcha Breder of Nachman, Le Rav Nachman. Heichidami Padgara. What exactly is Padgara, which now we know is grout? Samarle Kimachar Bevasarcha. It's like placing a needle. That's how painful. It's like a needle going into the skin.
Very painful, I'll tell you, I have.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Sorry to hear that.
No idea.
Okay. You must have strong kochos in your raglav then.
No, it's not called. It doesn't happen often.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it's like a needle in the foot, though.
But no, what it actually is it's uric acid in the joint.
Uh-huh.
The joint fills, and it just puts so much pressure on the joint. It usually happens at the end on the end of the big toe.
Uh-huh.
But it could happen in any joint.
Right. Is there medication for it?
There's nothing to this. It's genetic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
so. I thought they say it comes from heavy drinking of meat and wine.
Yeah, but I don't. Uh-huh. I don't drink. I
wouldn't be choshesh.
No, I don't drink. My mother had it, and my father had it instead of my grandparents. So. But there is something you could do to prevent it.
Uh-huh.
But the medicine is a bad side effect.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway,
fine.
Sorry.
So,
it's very painful. That's the bottom line.
Okay.
You got it, and you're in trouble.
Okay. Okay.
Looking ahead, the Gemara doesn't give a cure. Right? You want to think strange kind of right.
Mix some cat ashes with
right.
Okay. So Gemara says, "Mina yada." How do you know? How do you know what? Mina yada. That's painful. Mina yada. That it's that feels like that, right? So Gemara says, "Ikadami mechash havachashbe." He himself had it. He had such a pain, and ikadami mirabi shemayla. He heard it from his rebbe. The other one is because based on a person who knows Hashem, who learns Torah, will have the sodas, will be granted, will be privy to the secrets of the Torah. Darsh Rava mipeimah nenash asa. Why was Asa punished? Mipnei she'asa angaria betamid chachamim. Because he used them to serve him. He used Tamid chachamim to serve him. Shenemar v'melech asa v'shmias kol Yehuda. A naki. The entire Yehuda wasn't clean. They all had to serve him. My a naki. Amar of Yehuda. Amar Rav. Afilu chasan mechedor v'kal mechupasa. He had to serve him even if it was the night of the wedding. He forced every single person, chasan kala, and even a tanu chacham to serve him, and that's why he was punished. Ksiv. It says further by Shimshon. Vayarat Shimshon timnasa. And Shimshon went down. He descended. Yeah.
Who was he that he was able to do
that? I don't know. He's a king. He was definitely a king. Yeah, he's a king. I don't know that much about him, but that was enough to. Give him the authority. Yeah. If Ricky were to be here, he'd tell us a little bit more about the background. But he's not. Ksiv, Vayarat Shimshon Timnasa. Shimshon descended to Timnasa. Uksiv, Hineha Chamecha Ola Timnasa. He says, what, your father-in-law? He's coming up to Timnasa. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shimshon Shinizganeba Ksiv Bayirida. Shimshon, who was disgraced by it, he had married the Plishtim who were ushered him, so it refers to as Yerida going to, even though it may have been elevated, it was refers to as Yerida, Yarad. Yehuda Shinis Alaba, Yehuda who came back, who's coming back, referring to the story of Tamar, so he became elevated from the story, as we know, Ksiv Ba'aliyah. So it all depends on what person gets from the place, whether it's an Aliyah or Yerida.
It says Ola Tamnasala goes before he came queen. He went there, I think.
Yeah, because he was going to have parents, and she says because he was going to have offspring.
But even though initially it seemed like it was an Avera that took place, it seems right. The result was an Aliyah. He ended up admitting to what he had done in Tzad Kamimeni, so it ended up being a positive thing in parents, ultimately David HaMelech. So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Shtei Timnos Hayo. No, not two different places. There were two different places. It wasn't at the same location, whether it was a positive experience or a negative experience. It happened to be two places. One was on a higher elevation, one was a lower elevation.
Well, you could also say that it's one place and they're coming from different directions.
We're going to see next.
So that could be another one.
Yeah.
So really, Kvi Shtei Timnos Hayo, Chada Berida, Chada Baliyah. And Rav Papa Amar Chada Timnos Tamno Havet. It was one place. V'dasim Mehai Gisa Yerida, V'dasim Mehai Gisa Allah. Depends where he came from. Kigon, Vardunya, Ubebari, Vishuka, Dinar, different examples of it could be somewhere in the middle of a mountain. So if you're coming from down or you're coming from the bottom, it depends on the direction you're coming from. So there are three different answers to explain this stira. Gemara now says, Vitesha Bepesach Einayim, going to the stories of Yehuda and Tamar. So Tamar was hiding, she's not hiding, she was sitting in the Pesach Einayim, the Parshas Drachim, where people would pass by. So Amar Rav Alexandri Melamed Shalacha Halcha V'Yashva Lo B'Pischa Shal Avram Avinu. She wasn't standing in any Pesach Einayim. She was Davka standing in the Pesach where Avram Avinu used to pitch his tent. Malkam Shekol Einayim Sofos L'Rosa. Every single place where they could see. So that's where she's standing. She wanted to find someone, or particularly Yehuda. So Bichanan Amar Rabbi Malkam Hu Sheshmo Einayim. No, the place was actually called Einayim. That was the name of the place. V'Chein Homer, like the pasuk says, Tafach V'Einayim. It's called Einayim. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Shenosa Einayim Lidvareha Kishetava. She placed her eyes on her words when she desired to have Tashmish, or may desire to have a child. So Rashi explains what this means is, when it says Pesach Einayim, Rashi explains Shenosa Einayim Lidvareha, Dugma U Pesach Heter Nasan Le'atzma Shein Avera Bedavar. She had used her eyes ended up being a Pesach, was the cause of her justification for what she was doing. That's what means Pesach Einayim. The Einayim created a Pesach for a Heter for her. And then the Gemara says further, Amar la Shema Nachris At. So he says to her, maybe you're a non-Jew, Yehuda says to her, and I can't be with it, Nachris. Amar le Giyoris Ani, I converted. Shema Ishishisha, maybe you're married. Amar le Pnuy Ani, no, I'm single. Shema Kibo Becha Avicha Kedushin, maybe your father accepted Kedushin and you are already taken. Amar le Yisomani, I have no father, I'm an orphan. Which, by the way, is an interesting thing, because if she's a Giyoris, so then does her father have rights to marry her off anymore? I don't know. Her father is no longer her father anymore, if she's a Giyoris. Okay,
but also, would a Gaisha father be able to marry off a daughter? Is a Kenyan involved? Kenyan doesn't work.
Right, so I'm wondering, even if he converted also, I don't know if he would have the right. She's not considered his daughter anymore. Sorry, just raising the question. We don't have time for that right now. We're trying to at least get through the first half of the page here. So then the Gemara says, so Yisoma Ani Shema Tmea, maybe you're Nida. Amri Le Yitahor Ani, no, I'm Tahor.
And she's, you can believe her.
Right, the woman's believed only all these in Yonim. Yes, you don't have to look into it. The pasuk says the Safra La, she counts Shimonikim. Well, who's making sure she's counting Shimonikim? We have Nemanus. The Gemara says that's one of the rayas of Eid Echan Neman B'Yisur. The Gemara Rishonim explain. So she's believed. Vayita Eishal Bever Shava, and you planted an Eishal in Be'er Shava. So this is referring to Avram Avinu, no?
Yes.
How did we get to Avram Avinu? I guess referring to his tent before, and now referring to his Eishal. So the Gemara says, Amar Reish Lakish Melamed Shasa Pardes, he made a whole orchard, but not about kol, meaning Medagim, Megadim, he made all these beautiful trees and sweets. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chadamar Pardes, Chadamar Pundak. One says, no, he made a Pardes, an orchard. The other says, he made a Pundak, a hotel, place to stay. So Bishma Lamandamar Pardes, I understand the one who says Pardes, Hainu Dechsiv Vaita, that's why he says to plant. You plant an orchard. Elamandamar Pundak, my Vaita, you don't plant a hotel, you build a hotel. No, we have such a case where the Lashon Vayita is also used for building. And I'm bringing an example here, the pasuk in Daniel. Then the pasuk, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, Vayikra, B'Shem, Sham, B'Shem Hashem, Kel Olam, and he called Hashem the God of the world. So this is the pasuk that appears where? This is at the end of the pasuk, Vayita, Eshabai, Vershava. Then it says, Vayikra, Sham, B'Shem Hashem, Kel Olam. So what does this mean? So Amar Reish Lakish, Al Tikri Vayikra, don't say Vayikra, he called. Ella, rather what you should say is Vayakri, he called others. Melamech Hikri Avram Avinu L'Shmo Shekadosh Baruch Hu Befeh Kol Over Vishav. He said his name out to anybody who was passing by. He taught them how to, who Hashem was, and how to say Shem Hashem, to call out Hashem as well. Ketzad. How exactly? How did he do this? La'ach HaShe'achlu, after he ate, he gave a guest to eat, V'shasun, to drink. Amdu L'Varchu, they stood up to say Bracha, to thank Hashem. To rather to thank Avram Avinu. Amar lehem, v'chi mishali achaltam, you ate from my food? Mishal okei olam, it was Hashem's food that you ate from. Achaltam, hodu v'shifchu v'archu, l'misha amar v'haya olam. You should really say thank you to Hashem, the one who created the world, who created all this world, all this food. Then back to the story of Yehuda and Tamar, v'yireha Yehuda v'yachshaveh lezona, ki chitzoy faneh. When Yehuda saw Tamar standing at the Pesach Einayim, he thought she was a zona. So, why? Because she had covered her eyes. So Mishim Tikasa Paneh Chashvel Azonim, because she covered her eyes with such sneers. It's a nice thing, apparently, in the times, those times this was normal. What they do in the Middle East now. That was normal. That's a very nice act of sneers. That she's a Zonim because she covered her eyes. So Amar Vilazar Shekissa Paneh Bevesa Chameh. What it means is she covered her house with sneers when she lived in the house of Yehuda, and when she was standing by Parshas Drachim, she wasn't covered, so he didn't recognize her anymore. She looked like a Zonah. That any kala who so tanua in the house of her father-in-law will merit to have children as kings and neviim. How do we know this? Minalam. Mitamar, we learn this from the story of Tamar. Neviim dichsiv Chazon Yishaya ben Amoz Melachim Midavid. So we know that Chazon Yishaya ben Amoz Gemara is going to explain, I think, later on, if not here, elsewhere does, how we know she came from, how he came from Tamar. The Yishaya was a Navi, and he came from Tamar. And David, we know from Peretz, the whole lineage. Gemara is going to explain this. V'amar Rabbi Levi, Davar Zeh Misoros B'yadenu. This is a Misoros that we have, that B'yadenu Mi'avosenu, Amoz V'amtsaya Achim Havu. They were brothers. Right, Amos was the father of Yishaya. He motas, he mitotas mi barle. So wait, what's going on? Oh, that's the new pasuk, right? What's going on? So go to Rashi now. Rashi says Amos, the first narrow line, Amos aviv shay Yishaya v'amtaya melch Yehuda achim havo. Amtaya was the king of Yehuda, and Yishaya was his nephew, was a navi. V'amtaya mizer David haya v'amtachiv navi haya ama neviim nafik minei. So we know from all the lineage that we have, Amtaya was definitely came directly from Yehuda and from Tamar, and ended up having David. Amtaya came from David. So we know Amtaya was from David, and we also have a Masorah that Amutz was a brother of Amtaya, and Yishaya was therefore a nephew of Amtaya, and therefore we see that Yishaya Navi came from David Melch, rather from Tamar, just like David came from Tamar. Then the Gemara says he mutas. That they took her out, talking about Tamar, they took her out to go burn her. And the Gemara says, he mitotas mi barle. I'm not sure the grammar here, but mitotas is lashon of forcing her. You should really force her out. Mutas sounds like, and he sent her off, but mitotas, it was more aggressive it should have been. So what goes on here, the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Elazar la'acha shenimitsu simanea. After you found the simanim, bas samal v'richakam. So Samal, one of the Malachim, had distanced them. Right, so Samal wanted her to be burned because he didn't. Samal, which is the Sar of Esav, didn't want her to have a child and David to eventually come out and destroy Edom. So he had distanced her and hoping that she could be killed right away. And came along right away, Ba Gavriel v'kirvan. Gavriel came along and brought the Simanim. So what's going on? When Yehuda brought the Simanim, whose are these? Right? She brought the Simanim. Whoever this was, the Chosmo, whoever they are, this was the person who's the father of my child. So quickly, Samal took them away so no one didn't notice them and then should be taken off to be burnt. And Gavriel came back and brought them closer. This way Yehuda could see the Simanim and realize that this was his and this is his child. Hainu the Chsiv, that's what the pasuk says. Lamateach Yonas Elam, Elam, I think it should be, right, Elam Rechokim LeDavid Michtam. Meaning what? The way we understand the pasuk is that Amar B'Yochanan Mishash Nisrachu Simanea Nasis Kiyona Elamus. The moment that the Siman were distanced, it became like a Yona Elamus, like a dove that couldn't speak. The David Michtam Shiatsu Menu David Shayamach V'Tam L'Chol Davar L'Chol. So how do we read all this? The moment that he distanced them, Elam Rechol, Yonas or Elam, the Yonah became Elam, became an Elam, a mute bird. When they were distanced, nothing to be said, and she was going to be killed. But David Michtam, but Yatsum Yemen David, Sheyamach Vitam, because he was a tremendous honor of Lechol. So this is referring to how do we know that? That initially it was Rachok, initially the Siman were distanced from this pasuk again of Yonas Elam Rechokim. The Yonah became quiet because Rechokim, but in the end of the day, because of Gavriel who brought them back, the David Michtam, the David was the result of this case, who was a humble king. Davar Acher, alternatively, Michtamin Shahayisa Makaso Tama Shinola Kushumahu. David was born without a need for a mila, he was born without any arla. So therefore, he was called Mechtam. He was Tama from any Maki. He didn't need any Maki. He was born perfect. Davar Acher Mechtam Kishem Shebak Katnusa Hiktinatzmo Eitel Misha Gadol Mimeno Lulmo Torah. Just like he was very humble and willing to make himself little in front of those who were greater than him. When he was a little boy, he was like that. Kach Begdulasa Sotu. When he was older, when he was the king, he was also a Bekatnusa. He made himself a Katan and learned from others as well. As the Gemara explains in the Gemara Brachos, how he's willing to hear from Achitofel, I think it was, and others, how to pask in Shilas. So this is Tamar. We say whoever owns these simanim, he's the father of the child inside me. Says Tamar. So why not say it explicitly? Samar of Zutcha, but why not say Yehuda? My father-in-law is the father. Why did he have to? Why did she hint it in such a way? Samar of Zutcha, Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Amar Le, Amar Rav Chana, Bar Bizna, Amar Rav Shimon, Chasida, Amar Le, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Noach lo la'adam sheyap latmal toch kivshon sheish val yabin pnei bechaver berabim. Like we saw, like we know. That it's better to throw oneself in the fire than it is to embarrass someone publicly. If Yehuda wants to come out and admit on his own, that's up to him. But I'm not going to be the cause of that embarrassment. And that we know from Tamar. Inching toes is on top here, but we don't have time for that. Whereas it's further now, Hakerna, Haksonis bin rather, yeah, Hakerna, do you recognize them? Amr b'chama b'rebi chanina b'heker b'ser l'aviv. Right. So Behikar Bisru Behikar Bisar. So what's going on? The language that she used of Heker Na, so Rashi Behikar Bisar El Aviv Davar Shinitzar Bo Behikar Basruha. That which Hakerna was used by Yosef at Tzadik, and that was the cause of all the jealousy in the Mechiras Yosef down to Mitzrayim. That was the same Hakerna that she had used to let him know of that she do recognize these simanim. Let's read that inside a little bit clearer now. It says, Hakir, no, do you recognize whose Chosemis this is and whose bed and psilim they are? So again, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chania says, Bahakir Bisur La'aviv. Through Hakir was the way it was the Basura told to your father, do you recognize the clothing? Do you recognize the clothing of that which was of Yosef's clothing? And Behekar Bisru, and that's the same way that she had mentioned to Yehuda, do you recognize whose these are? Behekar Bisar, Hakir Na, Hakonis Minchahi. Heker Bisrua Hakana Lemi. So the same idea, that connection between the story of Yosef and Yehuda. Then the Gemara says, Na ain na ella bilashim bakasha. Na means to please, to request. Omrile bi bakasha mimcha haker pnei baracha. Please, I request of you. She says to Tamar, recognize your Creator. Ba'talam einacha mimenu. Not, don't close your eyes. Don't ignore me. And Yehuda recognized that was his, and he admitted, and she's greater than I, he says. He was Makadish Shem Shemayim in secrecy. Then referring to the story of Eishes Potiphar, he was Zocha to have one letter added to his name. It said Behosef for the extra hey there, Shemo. Yehuda shekidah Hashem Shemayim b'far Hesya. He made a public kiddush Hashem. Zacha v'nikar kula al Shemo shekadosh Baruch Hu came as Yehuda v'amr tarki menu. Fine. His whole name was considered a Shem Hashem. Fine. The whole Yehuda is a Shem of Hashem. He's saying. Let's try to get to the two dots quickly. So then it says, Kevin Shehodah v'amar tzidkami meni, once he admitted to what he did wrong or what he had done, Yotz Zabaskal v'amra ata hitalta Tamar v'shnei v'aneh min ha'or, you had saved Tamar and the two children inside her, the twins. Chayecha shani matze b'zchuscha shosh mi'banecha min ha'or, I'm going to save three of your children from the fire. Man ninu were those three. Chanani mishal v'zari tzidkami meni minay adha. How did he know? How did she know tzidkami meni? What's the question here? Says Rashi, "Menayada shmimena he milberes shema afachem baola." Maybe there's other individuals with the father. How do you know dafka him? They didn't have DNA tests. Yatsa baskav amra mimeni yatsa kvushim. From me, they left kvushim. These dvarim nistarim. So, right. So this baskal, this heavenly voice came out and said they testified that Yehuda was actually the father. Lo Yosef o ledata. And this is referring to the Yehuda said that I didn't pay attention. I kind of ignored her after my two sons had died. So it says the Gemara here that Amar Shmuel Saba Chamua Derav Shmuel Barami Mishmei Derav Shmuel Barami came into Yoda since she knew Shuv Lo Pasuk Mimeno. Meaning what?
Isn't this a question of whether or not he continued to live with her afterwards?
Right. He married her. Ended up marrying her.
In other words, he stopped
having
tashmish with her. Did he continue?
Uh-huh. I think it's Rashi. But then it says he didn't know her anymore, where it sounded like they did not have tashmish anymore. Uksiv hasam kol gadav lo Yosef. So initially we wanted to say, again, once he knew her, lo Yosef oladaita, what it means is they didn't...
So he didn't stop. He didn't stop. And it brings a raya for that, because you see it says, go to Liyosef.
The voice of Hashem continued and didn't stop, it means there. Okay, let's stop here. I know it's a little earlier. But I think we got it.
Very
a lot
interesting
of time.
That Gavriel is the Malach who brings the Simonim back to her. Gavriel is...